Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. Jimmy and I normally don't do editorials on Friday. The reason we're doing it today is Jim wanted to make absolutely sure that every one of our listeners was completely aware of the huge number of Democrats who a couple of days ago basically sent personal letters to President Biden asking him to relinquish total control of the nuclear codes. Jimmy, you want to elaborate on that, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. So, you know, for tomorrow's radio show, you'll be able to hear more about it. But basically, 31 Democratic congressmen, including a couple from Washington State locally here, Rick Larson and Pramila Jayapal from Seattle area, signed a document that said, basically, Biden, we don't trust you with the nuclear codes. You got to share them with Kamala Harris. You've got to share it with Nancy Pelosi. And Congress is going to have to give a declaration of war before, declare war before you can use nuclear weapons. And this is absolute insanity in a nuclear world. Unbelievable that they would do that. But most importantly, unbelievable that Democrats don't trust the guy they put in office.
Well, we talked about this once before this week. I happen to agree with you. I'm surprised that some of the Democrats from Washington signed that letter. I don't think that letter particularly makes Joe Biden look particularly good. But I also want to say that the Wall Street Journal this weekend in the Friday edition has some editorials that are very, very, I don't want to say negative, but I would have to say they're not giving Joe Biden any support whatsoever. I want to draw your attention to one by Joel Zinberg. The reason I want to bring that one out is because it's the first one that I read. Here's a quote from exactly the first paragraph and a half. I'm not going to post this on the website because I don't have permission yet from the Wall Street Journal. I did speak with some of the big shots at Hillsdale College, though, after this morning, and we do now have permission to post everything that they include in their missives, and they are going to provide me with an expert from Hillsdale to explain exactly why that particular publication, Imprimis, is doing as well as it is. You know, it was kind of funny because I was talking on the phone today with Stephen Lieb, and it's interesting. I told him I get most of my information from the Wall Street Journal and also from Imprimis, and this guy's pretty bright, I got to tell you, and he said, that's really interesting. He said, I'm telling you, the first two places I go are Imprimis and the Wall Street Journal. He said, I've been doing that for years and years and years. Okay, here's what I wanted to read to get Jim's opinion on this. In today's Wall Street Journal on the op-ed page, the op-ed that really stands out to me is Biden and allies stoked with vaccine fears. Here's a quote from Zinberg's article. Op-ed, I guess I should say. President Biden has proposed an unprecedented information campaign to persuade people to just to get COVID vaccinations. Why, when a pandemic has killed 500,000 Americans, does the public need to be convinced? Good point. In part because Mr. Biden and his allies spent 2020 stoking fear for political reasons. Wow. Okay. The Biden campaign and scientists allied with it imagine the Food and Drug Administration's independence and integrity impugned. Kamala Harris maligned President Trump's claims about the speed of vaccine development and questioned its safety. Which is really kind of interesting. You watch very soon. Most articles right now are saying that the instance of new cases of COVID-19 are going down by as much as 50-60%. You watch how the executive office will now take credit for that. Jimmy, what's your opinion on all this?
Yeah, Yeah, it is absolutely baloney. So, you know, Kamala Harris publicly stated, and Joe Biden publicly stated, well, if Donald Trump produces this vaccine, then I'm not taking it. Yeah. And now they're having to go back on their word in order to get control of what's happening, which is ironic, though, because they're continuing to push masks and they're continuing to push social distancing. They're confused on the school opening. They're making Anthony Fauci is making just blunder after blunder, inconsistent statements publicly after another.
Yep.
And we are seeing this significant reduction, but then they're not responding to it in an effective way, which really shows a dysfunctional process in the White House right now. And the point, I think, of the article is fantastic. They created the fear, now they're living with it. But
that's
the problem is they don't know how to let go of it, because they want to keep it up, because some of these Democratic governors, like the one here in Washington State, Jay Inslee, continue to use it as a political tool and a political weapon in order to, you know, stimulate, to pay money into their constituents, as well as shut down opposition to their political positions. They do not want to give up power, and they have taken it through authoritarian measures, and they don't want to give it up.
Well, there's no question about that. You know, I want to say that we're starting to get a really large number of comments on subjects that Jim and I talk to. I will be doing daily editorials every day, Monday through Friday, with Jim, primarily because he is such a well-informed and common sense individual. I interviewed John Hoved this morning, a second interview about what he is doing to strengthen non-secular issues, I guess I have to say, in society right now. Now, that sounds like kind of a funny statement, strengthen non-secular issues, but that's exactly what I mean. I think you'll find it of real interest as to what he has to say about that. You know, I don't know. It's really amazing to me, and I know this is kind of, I said this a million times, it's amazing to me how anybody can support Biden right now. Give us some comments, Jimmy, if you would.
Well, I think even his own party is wondering what's happening. They're spending a lot of time. Jane Psaki, the spokeswoman, the White House spokesperson, she's having a tough time continuing to defend some of the policies.
Yeah.
You're getting a splinter, you know, you're splintering different groups that are like, hey, he has, you know, what's happened with the $15 minimum wage? What happened with Medicare for All? Those types of policies are beginning to actually undermine confidence within his own party. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, this idea with the nuclear issue, you know, where you're showing people just aren't confident with him. And you're seeing a lot of reporting on him, on his cognitive abilities and slipping mentally. So I think he's in a difficult position. I think the people around him think they can manage it. I think they put him in. I'm just going to say it straight out. I think people thought he would be a puppet. They want to get Kamala Harris in as soon as he's incapable of continuing on. And they believe that they can use her for a leadership role based on the same philosophies. And you know, these far left progressive views, but most importantly, to keep the money rolling to the big corporate globalists that have relationships with global markets in China.
Well, you know, when you have the what I would have to say, the people like Amazon and obviously Microsoft and some of the others, they control most of the capital, and it's going to be, I think, really tough to win that battle. Would you agree or disagree?
I think it is going to be tough, but I do sense that a lot of people are beginning that have not been involved in politics, but things are beginning to hit them directly. You know, having these face masks on forever, losing small jobs, small businesses, this continuing arguments that just don't make sense with the mainstream media supporting
right.
What's happening here. I think people are beginning to wake up. And I do know there's a lot more people that are getting motivated that have not been motivated before. We saw that going into the election period. You saw a huge turnout, 10 million more votes for Donald Trump, but somehow Joe Biden got 10 million more votes than Barack Obama. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
and these
doesn't.
Questions
it
are
doesn't.
Really resonating with people today.
You know, another editorial that was written by Casey Mulligan. Mulligan is a professor of econ at the University of Chicago, which is probably the best economics curriculum in the country. He also served as the chief economist on President Trump's Council of Economic Advisors. What he claims is that he feels as many as 8 million jobs are going to be lost because of this stimulus. The title of that particular editorial, if any of you want to read it, happens to be "How Many Jobs Will the Stimulus Kill?" I have personally been very, very non-supportive of the stimulus, simply because I think if it's taken to fruition, it will kill those jobs that Dr. Mulligan will say. The president really isn't doing anything at all that makes any sense. I mean, the main issue, in my opinion, was covered by the editorial on why is the team of Harris and Biden now truly supporting and advertising the idea of immunization. It just, like you said, Jimmy, it's all going back on everything they were talking about during the election season. And I gotta tell you, I am scared to death. My regular guest who talks about gold, Stephen Lieb, said to me today when we were talking off mic, he said, "You're scared." He said, "Corlin, I am terrified about what's going on in terms of the day-to-day life in our country." Jimmy, why don't you wrap it up? I think we've talked about everything you wanted to chat about.
Yeah, we did. I just going back to your point on the administration, this administration and this bailout bill. Uh-huh. This is a payoff bill. It's not a COVID relief bill. It's a payoff to political constituents, and those political constituents, a lot of them are actually anti-growth. They want environmental restrictions. They want to force diversity training in jobs in different corporations and small businesses. These nonprofits and these groups that are getting in, you know, the states that have actually really managed their systems badly, Democratic controlled states, it's a payoff to them. It's not going to benefit the country. It's throwing good money after bad. It's terrible. And oh, by the way, we're borrowing it. This is not possible.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's why the stimulus package is so dangerous, because we don't have that kind of money. America does not have that kind of money, no question.
Borrowing $2 trillion or $1.9 trillion just to pay off your political, you know, constituents, it doesn't make any rational sense unless you're a power-hungry politician that really doesn't believe much in this nation. And that's what's really disturbing, I think, to many people. Hopefully more and more are seeing it and waking up to the corruption.
Agree 1,000%. It's actually not going to be an interesting weekend. I don't think things will get much worse than they really are right now. And everything that we bring up, I want to stress that everything that we bring up is always documented. Not a lot of opinions anymore. Now it's straight documentation. Jim, thanks again, buddy.
Always, Al.